burgers, brats, cheese curds, ice cream. It's not summer without your list of favorite foods. We are on a Wisconsin food tour here on The Morning Show. I'm Keely Boltina in for Kate Archer Kent. In this week's edition of Wisconsin Weekend, we're talking about your traditions with food and drink, those must-have delectables that just make your summer. Do you have recipes that use Wisconsin ingredients, ginseng, cranberries, or Door County cherries? Something else, maybe. Perhaps you step outside your kitchen to find your favorite treat. Tell us about your go-to ice cream or custard or creamery shop. Why is it special? Join this conversation at 800-642-1234. You can also email those tips at ideas@wpr.org. Our guest this morning is Daniel Higgins. He's a food and drink reporter for USA Today Network Wisconsin. He covers unique food and drink staples of Wisconsin culture. Dan, it's so good to have you back on the Ideas Network.
That's great to be back. Thank you for having me.
We have to admit, every time we have you back, our team is just reminded of how cool your job is. It's just a neat thing you get to do.
It is neat. I try and take full advantage of it as best I can.
You've written a lot this summer about Wisconsin's best foods and also the traditions that come along with them. Let's start with dessert. That's the natural place that we should start this.
Absolutely.
You experienced some unusual gelato in Door County. We have to know about it.
Yeah, actually, Door County Creamery up there in Sister Bay. And they make their gelato with goat's milk, which, you know, usually you don't think of that. When I think goat cheese or whatever, it's usually a stronger kind of, I don't know what the right word is there, but, and to taste it in gelato, you'd have no idea. I mean, it's the creaminess, it's everything you want from the gelato. They make it in small batches, a lot of different, of flavors, everything, you know, including ones that have chocolate and peanut butter in it, which is just like the top of the, what most people would like in their gelato. You know, I think that's a very popular option as well.
Yeah, goat milk or cheese, it's kind of tangy, and that pans out in the sweets like gelato?
No, it does not. That's what's so surprising about it. It's just got that creaminess, the sweetness, everything. But, you know, they just use, because they've got their own little herd of goats up there, it's just one more way that they use that in their gelato as well as making their cheese. And they make some soap with it, too.
How many flavors did you get?
I think they had six of them out at the time. That was earlier. There's like before the season really ramped up, but I think they've got slots in there for like up to like 12 different flavors at any given time. So,
Dan, I'm not trying to make you pick your favorite child, but you have to tell us which flavor you like the best. It's just the rule.
Of the ones I had, I remember it was like a cashew caramel kind of mixture, which I tend to like anyway, so I just kind of liked what I like for most ice cream flavors, that caramel cashew kind of option.
That sounds fabulous. Ice cream gelato in the morning. We could make that happen.
They do rotate flavors, so if it's not there, don't come looking for me, but because they always have rotating flavors, so there's no guarantee what's going to be there from one day to the next.
Fair disclosure. We recently learned here on The Morning Show that dairy goats are on the rise in Wisconsin beyond gelato. Have you seen that translate into more goat cheese or milk used in these Wisconsin foods?
You know, it is popping up more. I notice it on more menus in terms of options. Even seeing like goat cheese curds pop up more regularly. I think it's becoming a more popular item than it has been the last 5 years or so. It seems like that's becoming more and more mainstream.
And a quick spotlight on the Door County Creamery. That is mostly goat products, right? 130 goats or so on that farm?
That's about right. Yep, that's about right. They do have other cheeses that they work with to find, you know, other cheesemakers that are, you know, kind of the artisan type cheeses. So there is a selection. So if you go up there and you're with someone who's just refuses to even try Goat cheese, you know, there's other cheese selections there as well. And you can put together a little cheese board right in the shop. They've got wine there that you can buy, or beer or whatever, to go with a little cheese board if you want to do that with some friends and kind of hang out there. They also do tours, a tour and lunch. You can go up there, take a little tour of their farm. They'll take you out there because it's like about a mile away from the actual store there. And you do a little tour, do some samples, come back and have a little lunch. So if you want to meet the goats that are so kindly producing the milk for the cheese there.
It's an option. That's great. Dan Higgins is a
That's an
food
option, yep.
and drink reporter. I'm Keely Boltina. We want to know, what's at the top of your list to eat during the summer? What locally grown ingredients do you pick up to add to your recipes or to eat on their own? 800-642-1234. You can also tweet at WPR Mornings. Dan, Cherry Bounce is usually a holiday staple in Wisconsin homes, but you're writing about it in August. Why do you have us thinking holiday drinks when it's still hot outside?
Because you need about 3 to 4 months of those cherries soaking in some sort of mixture of alcohol and sugar to have them ready for the holiday season. So it's kind of this is last call, if you will, for getting your Cherry Bounce going if you want to be sharing that with your holiday cheer this season.
Let's step back then. For people who aren't familiar with Cherry Bounce, describe it for us. How does it work? What do you do with it? How do you make it?
It's a fairly simple process. You get some fresh cherries, and that's the other thing too, is you know, we're kind of in that time of year where the cherries are, you know, you can get them fresh. So you want some tart cherries. Typically the ones that are growing up in Door County are the tart variety. You get those, you add some sugar, and then you add, like, brandy is usually the most popular, though you can try other types of alcohol. I had one person tell me that Fireball actually worked okay. Put it all in a jar, seal it, kind of shake it around, you know, get the sugar to dissolve a little bit, and then you just kind of start in a dark, cool place. And then when the season's sometime around Thanksgiving, a little bit after Thanksgiving, you just strain off the liquid that you have, and usually, you know, serve it in like little cordial glasses. This is not a you don't want a whole big pint of this at once, but, you know, a little cordial glass, and you kind of a sipping kind of wine, or not wine, but cordial, and it takes on that cherry flavor.
And do you do anything with the cherries, or are they really there to infuse the liquid?
No, you can absolutely. Had the people I talked to, you know, had all different kinds of ideas. A couple of guys, they like to put them in Ziplocs and sneak them into the Packers games, and share them with some friends there. Otherwise, use it as a topping on ice cream or however you would. I mean, they're going to be, or, you know, use them as a little garnish with the drink itself. And they are, you know, they're going to be boozy. You know, obviously they're going to soak up some of that alcohol as well.
Yeah. It sounds like it's one of those things, not for those seeking instant gratification. If this is last call and we have to wait months, we're going to have to use our patience here.
Right. Absolutely.
Excellent. It's a food frenzy here on Wisconsin Weekend, and we need to know, how do you take your burgers? Does anything about them make them Wisconsin? Are you the summer grill master of your group? Do you serve them with cheese curds? And goodness, who makes the best old fashioned? Maybe it's you. Share your secrets. 800-642-1234. Email ideas@wpr.org. I'm Keely Boltina. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network. We'll be back with more conversation about food in Wisconsin in just a moment. We're talking foods of summer here on this edition of Wisconsin Weekend. Some eats evoke the best feelings of summer. You know it, that warm sun, a cool breeze where the grass is green, and time slows down a little. It's The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm Keely Boltina. What food or drink do you need to like if you call yourself a Wisconsinite? We're taking your suggestions and, of course, your opinions. Where can you get the best cheese curds or frozen custard? What's special about your favorite? 800-642-1234. Ideas at WPR.org. Dan Higgins writes about food and drink for USA Today Network Wisconsin. And Dan, you recently polled your readers on where to get the best cheese curds in all of Wisconsin. What were the results?
The Old Fashioned in Madison took the top spot. From there, it was we had a variety. There's a little place in Stevens Point that did well. Now the name, of course, is
Main Street Taps. Is that the?
That's it. That's it. Oh, my God. It's embarrassing. That was
there are so
ago.
Many
oh
places
gosh.
To get cheese curds in Wisconsin.
Yeah. Yeah. I worked on that. Actually, Roy, I'm going to mispronounce his last. Fiona. He's done some couple of supper club books and stuff. They asked the two of us to come up with some ideas. And so there was kind of a combination of places he's been, places I've been. That we liked, and
right.
Yeah, there was among some of the top spots there, absolutely.
I mean, you travel around the state, you experience its food often, so, you know, do you try the cheese curds everywhere? What makes a good one?
I try to, yeah, because you never know when something like this is going to come up, and, like, every place has cheese curds, so, I mean, to try, you know, so I try and get as many under my belt as I possibly can. Oh, Curd Girl was the other one, Madison, also in top three. That was the second place one that just came. All right. I personally prefer the battered ones, especially if it's a little bit of a beer batter, over the breaded. That's just personal taste for me. You know, it comes down to, you know, should get a little bit of that, you know, a nice golden brown, a little bit of the crunch. You want a little bit, for me, if it's got a beer batter, you want a hint of the beer, but it shouldn't overpower. And then just kind of that right amount of salt. I think that's the real tricky part, is how salty is it, and getting that right balance on that part of it.
Sure. And temperature, that cheese should be melted and just a little
right.
bit stringy.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. So you can pull it and you can get that whole effect of the cheese kind of stretching out. I mean, that's always fun.
Right. And we should clarify, your poll is by no means scientific. This is not the end all be all of Wisconsin cheese curds.
We did not eat cheese curds at every at every single place in Wisconsin. So yeah, there could be little places everywhere, I'm sure. That I mean, I can't even imagine the amount of time it would take to try and
right. That sounds like
every place
a next decade worth of projects for you there. Let's go ahead and take a call here. Katrina in Grand Chute. Katrina, what are you eating this summer? What's your favorite?
Our favorite has to do with our favorite pastime, and it is camper potatoes, which you make on a grill, or and you use all potatoes and every kind of vegetable you have. You put them in small pieces and wrap them in aluminum foil and put them on the grill, and especially the carrots, and it is with a nice sized dollop of butter, and that they become so delicious. And thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely, Katrina. That sounds delicious. That combination of the butter and the like slight crunch on the vegetables that are caramelizing a little bit. Campfire food, Dan. Part of Wisconsin's food culture.
Absolutely. Whether it's pudgy pies in the little things over that, or just actually this last weekend I just grabbed a hot dog and we had a little fire in our one of those little long, you know, pokey things. I don't know what the technical term is for that.
I call them pokey things. Right.
Yeah.
That's what they're called.
And just turn that over. That's fun, you know, and you hear that sizzling and you kind of get that just right, and Yeah, there's something fun about that. Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm Keely Boltina here talking with Dan Higgins. He's a food and drink reporter, and we're making our list of summer foods in Wisconsin. And we have time for your edition at 800-642-1234. Dan, speaking of that kind of outdoors experience or those ideas of summer, I think people think hot dogs, like you said, brats, burgers. You've been exploring the world of burgers this summer. Take us to Seymour, Wisconsin. I understand Seymour claims to be the home of the hamburger.
They do indeed. Yep. And if you try and suggest anything otherwise, you know, be prepared for a strong argument against any other claims to it. So every year they do their Burger Fest. That was a couple weeks ago. And they have like parade. They make like a 200-pound burger. They have, you know, it's just, and then the ketchup slide, of course, which is kind of a popular attraction.
The ketchup slide.
Slide. Yeah, it's like a slip and slide with a mixture of ketchup and water, and people slide down and they try and find the person who can slide the farthest down this mixture of ketchup and water. So
I'm comfortable claiming that as very Wisconsin. What about the burgers themselves, though? You've tried a lot of them. Is there anything that specifically makes a Wisconsin burger versus burgers elsewhere?
You know, what I found is when we asked our readers, again, fairly unscientifically, but just the classics. Stick to the classics. You know, the burger patty, more of the thick version, not like necessarily those smash versions, but, you know, a nice thick burger. Put a slice of either American cheddar cheese on there, and then it's, you know, pickles, onions, mustard, ketchup, all that kind of lettuce. You know, and if you stick to that, you're going to make people in Wisconsin very happy with their burgers, that's for sure.
You experienced a special burger this summer at Birmingham's Bar and Cottages. What makes this so different?
They actually, on Saturdays, they have homemade bread that they make following the owner's, I guess it would go back to his grandmother. His mother made it for years, but I guess the recipe goes back further than that. Recipe from for this homemade bread. And it's really a nice, dense, white, homemade bread. I mean, there's just something really great about, like, you know, homemade bread, you know. And so they put the burger patties on there on Saturdays. And she was, his mother was making that bread every Saturday up until she was almost 90, I think. They've since, you know, trained another longtime staff member to kind of take over, you know, getting that all mixed together. So, but yeah, it's wonderful. That one just kind of harkened back. I remember my growing up, my mom would now and again would make hamburgers for lunch and put them on white bread for whatever reason. So, you know, I've always had that kind of memory back there. And then when they told me about, and they're the ones who actually told me about this place, and I'm like, that's what kind of turned me onto it. But yeah, and it's been there a long time. I mean, it's just kind of tucked off the beaten path a little bit. So it's not necessarily the kind of place you're going to just come across in the normal course of where the majority of traffic goes up in Door County.
You write about Birmingham's being an old cottage. Parts of the building date to 1927. And mm-hmm. You talked to the owner of, while you were talking to the owner of Birmingham, somebody swung in and asked for a landscaping recommendation, and they got one, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the family just goes back generations, and they know the area, and that's just kind of the way he is. And he's just this really nice, easygoing guy, just everything you'd want from an owner in a small little place like that.
Yeah, your stories are certainly food stories, but they're also people stories. What can they tell us about who we are across Wisconsin?
I think food's one of those things that just kind of it unifies us in a way. This is kind of, we have a collective taste. I mean, it's diverse too, but at the same time, I think it helps with, you know, if you've had that experience of whatever it is, and to find the people behind the food part of it. I think that's usually, the food's kind of my end to kind of get to know the people or tell stories about people as much as I can. Those are the stories that I really like doing, the most is when I get to do stories like Birmingham's and I get to get some history of a place like that that's just been around for generations.
Dan, thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you for having me on again. It was great.
Dan Higgins is a food and drink reporter for USA Today Network Wisconsin. He covers unique food and drink staples of Wisconsin culture. And one more comment quick. Cheryl from Madison couldn't stay with us. She called to suggest North of the Bayou on the east side of Madison for excellent cheese curds. We'll continue our conversation about food and as we go to the fair here on Wisconsin Weekend. Coming up, county fairs are a staple for many communities, and so we're exploring their history and their evolution. And we want to know on Wisconsin Weekend, what do you remember about the county fair? How much has one in your part of Wisconsin changed? Tell us about it. 800-642-1234. Let's talk after the news. I'm Keely Boltina, and this is the Ideas Network.